Football players and fans are being urged to sing the national anthem proudly at the grand final this weekend. And this is amid calls for a boycott. I told you yesterday afternoon that the former NRL player Anthony Mundine wants players to refuse to take part in the national anthem. He says this would be a show of support for Indigenous Australians. Mundine's calls echo those from a couple of former rugby league players, Joe Williams and Larry Corowa, who want Indigenous players not to stand during the national anthem. And this is something we've seen recently in the United States of America in the game of gridiron. The proposed boycott this weekend has come under fire from all over the place for being divisive. And the Indigenous Labor MP, Linda Burney, has labelled it unacceptable. Linda Burney, Labor MP and Chair of the Australian Rugby League Indigenous Council. She used to be in state politics. She's now in federal politics and she's on the line. Linda Burney, good afternoon.
How are you, Ben?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on the move to Canberra, first of all. What do you make of the call from Anthony Mundine and others, I should say?
Well, it's a bit confused. It was Joe Williams and Larry Corowa a few days ago that wanted Aboriginal players to not stand and kneel through the national anthem. Now, in America, and what's happening there, black sports people are taking things differently. Some are kneeling, along with white sports people, but many are saying, well, we stand proudly singing the American national anthem. Now, in relation to this, so it's more from, you know, Black Lives Matter and the kneeling in America to Anthony today calling for a boycott on players. My personal view is I have enormous respect and admiration for Anthony and the other men suggesting this, but, you know, these are elite sports people and their job on Saturday and Sunday is to play with their teams and play with pride for all Australians. And I think that the calls for them to be thinking about what they're doing in the national anthem makes it very difficult for them. And my view is that they should stand and sing or not sing as proudly as they want to. The issue...
You're a very strong advocate for Indigenous Australians, but you just don't believe this is the way to go about getting the message across. Just explain why you think it's the wrong approach.
I think that, you know, when you look at Adam's goods and the issues around racism within the AFL and the way in which he managed that and displayed enormous integrity and pride in the AFL, eventually backed that in, but the Australian community absolutely were horrified at what Adam went through. And you have a look at the likes of Jonathan Thurston and other elite Aboriginal players. I was talking to Andrew Fafita and Ben Barber last night. They are playing strongly and proudly as Aboriginal people, but they are also part of a broader team. I think the issues around Aboriginal affairs and social justice are shocking in Australia. We all do. But I am not sure that this sort of display actually takes us much further.
That's a very interesting point. They're there as part of a team on Saturday or Sunday.
And part of a community.
And we should point out as well, you know this better than anyone through your role as chair of the Australian Rugby League Indigenous Council. The game of rugby league and the game of AFL have got very proud histories when it comes to Indigenous Australia.
Well, if it were, absolutely. I mean, you have a look at the Australian rugby league team. I mean, about six or seven of those players have an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander background. You look at the coach of the Blues, Laurie Daly, the national coach, Mal Meninga, who has, of course, a Kanak background. And I actually think that, you know, look at what Jonathan Thurston did.
He's the best.
Standing there saying to the kids in Aracoon, you know, go to school, it's important. So these sports people do have a very important role in the Aboriginal community and the broader community, and what they are doing to advance the Aboriginal cause within the context of their sporting careers is enormous. I think Anthony is wonderful. I really do. I admire him enormously, but I am not sure that expecting people to not sing the national anthem gets us very far in terms of relationships.
Well said. You have a wonderful grand final weekend.
Go the Cronulla Sharks.
Good on you, Linda. Thank you.
Bye.
Linda Burney, Labor MP and Chair of the Australian Rugby League Indigenous Council.